This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com, known as part of the Deliberate Noise Network. You can go to deliberatenoise.com for more details. If you want to send me any kind of feedback, you can email me. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. A couple of months ago, actually more than a few months ago, I can't even remember when now, I bought a copy of the Alien Quadrilogy from a friend of mine. I think he had gone up to the Blu-ray. So he sold me his DVDs, and there's a lot of DVDs on this thing. So I'm going to rewatch them. It's Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, and Alien Resurrection. And I've seen them all before. I haven't seen the director's cuts of any of the movies. At least I don't think I have. For Alien, I know that I've only seen versions that I have always assumed were the theatrical release, because I didn't get to actually see that one in the theater. I was a little too young to get into the theater to see it by myself. And I believe my mother had no desire to see the movie when it came out. I saw Aliens in the theater first week it came out, because I eventually did see Alien, probably on like HBO, maybe on videotape. I can't remember now, but I remember seeing Aliens first weekend it came out, because I was a teenager at the time. That's what you did when you were a teenager, you know. You have the time, you have the money, and you go see movies the first week it comes out. I think the last movie I saw the first week it came out was Monsters University. I think. Before that, I think it was like the second Diary of Wimpy Kid movies. And what do they both have in common? Oh, yeah, they're kids' movies. So that's why. But I remember loving Aliens when I saw it in the theater. I thought it was what you would call a worthy successor, because to me it was sort of like it's what you would expect from a science fiction a sequel, because I loved Terminator, but Terminator, for the most part, really wasn't a sci-fi movie. I mean, it obviously had sci-fi elements, but for the most part, it was a slasher flick. You know, I mean, think about it. It had all the elements of a slasher movie. Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and the Terminator, all things that just would not stop. They kept coming, and they were going after a young woman, you know? But the second movie definitely went away from the from the slasher mentality. And it was straight up sci-fi. You know, it was a chase film, but it was a science fiction chase film. Just like the original Alien was a horror film. You know, this was a thing that went bump in the night. In this case, it went beep beep in the night. Then you get Aliens, which was it was more science fiction because it had more science fiction elements, such as, a lot more aliens, a lot more guns, foreign planets. It was what I would have expected. You know, if somebody said, "Hey, Derek, we're going to come out with a new Alien movie. What's the first thing you want to see?" First thing I'm going to say is, more aliens. And a way to kill those son bitches quickly, you know. Then you get the third Alien movie. I saw that in the theater, and I was not impressed at all. I have not seen it since. Alien Resurrection, I saw. Once I saw the video, or it may have been one of those movies I didn't see till they got on cable. Either way, I've only seen it once. But one of these days, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch all of the quadrilogy together. And I think they have more movies after that. And I'm not counting Prometheus. Because I saw Prometheus. And although I suppose you could say that it was a prequel, it seemed more like a prequel in spirit more than in action, you know? To me, a good prequel is a movie that could be placed in front of the other movies and still make sense, okay? The Star Wars prequels, I know they're technically prequels, but they don't have the same feel as those first movies. The episodes 1, 2, and 3 just seem like they were telling the story of Darth Vader, you know, while the second ones were telling the story of Luke Skywalker, but it wasn't just about Luke Skywalker. And I don't know how to exactly put it, but once you put if you put them in episode order, then it's less about, you know, wars and fighting against the Empire, and more about the story of this one dude, you know, from beginning to end. So I don't know. So that, to me, that's why they didn't necessarily work as sequels. I know a lot of people don't think that they worked very well as movies. But if I was how old was I when Star Wars came out? I was about, 10, 11? It's around 10 or 11. I think that if I were 10 or 11 when when episodes 1, 2, and 3 came out, well, I should say if I was 10 or 11 when episode 1 came out, I would probably have a different feeling about it. You know, and it's really weird because I am reading the Star Wars from Dark Horse Comics, which is based on George Lucas's rough draft while he was writing, you know, what eventually becomes Star Wars and which would eventually become called A New Hope. I still hate that name. And quite frankly, the story seems to be more along the lines of episode one, where you know how episode one started kind of slow, but you know, there's a lot of talk about trade embargoes and all that kind of stuff. I don't even remember. The Star Wars also deals with a lot of fill-in-the-blank type stories, you know, establishing, you know, what this universe is about and what's the main conflict throughout the whole galaxy, when just start with the story, you know. That's one thing I liked about Star Wars, is they didn't start with a whole lot of, yeah, well, here's the political history of how we got up to this point. And that's, well, like I said, the Star Wars seems a whole lot more like Episode One than it does, you know, Star Wars. I'm trying to think. Starship Troopers. I loved Starship Troopers, the movie. Never read the book. Loved the movie. In fact, it was the first DVD I ever bought. When I bought my DVD player, it was the very first DVD that I purchased. Even though I could not watch it because I didn't have the right kind of a TV to hook a DVD up to. And next day I went out and bought a new TV so I could play my DVD player, just so I could watch Starship Troopers. The second one was not good at all. But the second one, you know how the first one was just pretty much a war movie? Actually, it was more like war propaganda movie. The second one was strictly a siege movie, you know? I have not watched the third one yet. I do have it in my Netflix queue. I just have not been able to bring myself to sit down and actually watch it. But it is definitely on the plans. I definitely plan on watching it. I'm trying to think of some really good ones. Oh, Terminator 3. You know, I have the DVD. I'm looking at the DVD right now. I've never made it all the way through that movie. It seems like something always happens around 25, 30 minutes into the movie, and I get called away, and I've just never gone back to it. And I've always gone, and the next time I start the DVD, I always go back to the beginning because I don't remember what happened. But it's not like the other two movies. It doesn't really hold my attention very well. But once again, it's on the list. And I know I've said this on Facebook. I've said this on Comic Book Noise before. I actually preferred the Matrix sequels to the Matrix itself. I thought the Matrix was a really... Parts of it were extremely slow. Parts of it were extremely nonsensical. When it came to the sequels, I didn't really look for a coherent storyline. So I think that's why I preferred them. The first one was trying really hard to be deep. And the second one and the third one were just like, you know what? We've already got the money. Let's just do what the hell we want. And it worked for me. I found them infinitely more entertaining. Not infinitely, that's just hyperbole. But I found them drastically more entertaining than the original movie. I've actually watched the second and third sequels a bunch of times. I've only watched Matrix all the way through maybe twice, possibly three times. And that's one of those movies where I tried to watch it and I fell asleep. And I thought I was tired. So I tried to watch it another time and I fell asleep. And I thought it was just because it was in the middle of the night, right? So I woke up in the morning and I tried to watch it a third time. And I still fell asleep. And I thought, okay, it's just gotta be because I didn't have enough sleep. So I finally sat down, and on the fourth time, I stayed all the way up, and I thought to myself, really? This is what everybody's going crazy about? All right. I mean, it's a good enough movie, but I just, like I said, I enjoy the other ones. I went to the, what was it? Why did I end up going to go see it? I saw the second one in the theater, simply because I think I had the day off or I had the afternoon off. There was something, there was some reason why I was out and about and I decided, hey, I'm going to go see this movie. I don't think it was the first day it came out. It might have been, not 100% positive. But I checked it out and I liked it. Like I said, I really liked it. I stayed all the way awake. And it had a lot of action to it. Like I said, I really wasn't looking for a plot or really wasn't looking for a story. And so I thoroughly enjoyed it, you know. And I think that now, one thing that I think that the Matrix, and I'm going to give it the Matrix, but especially those sequels, I think that it also influenced, you know, the first one definitely influenced a lot of video game makers, especially with bullet time and all that kind of stuff. But I think those second and third ones, they influenced video game storytelling. Because a lot of storytelling is sort of like those movies where there are really intense scenes inside the game. They're more like missions and quests or objectives you have to do. And taken on their own, they're really enjoyable. You put them all together, and if you think too much about it, the whole story doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And then again, once you get to the end, you could tell that they just wanted to end it. They really didn't have a coherent ending in mind, so they decided, you know, why bother? The ending of The Matrix really, really reminds me a lot of the ending of Mass Effect 3. And I'll tell you right now, I've never played Mass Effect 3, but I have watched it on YouTube. Yeah, and there are a lot of other games like that where it just, yeah, it seems like a video game, you know. And the movies, and these movies, they just seem like it. It's like, okay, you know, we have to go here. And I'm thinking to myself, why do they have to go there again? Does it really matter? Not really. Let's get on that freeway, you know. Trying to think, what are some other really good ones? You know, I want to say Back to the Future, but as much as I liked the first movie, I would put the second one and the third one probably along par with it. You know, I don't really see there being like this really drastic change in quality from a storytelling or movie composition way. You know, I'm trying to leave like superhero movies out of it because those things are, you know, pretty much created to have sequels. Even if they don't have a sequel, that's always the plan when going in with a comic book movie. Sort of like Men in Black. First Men in Black was great. Loved it. Second one, not so much. Third one, I didn't even bother with. You know, and I think that goes for a lot of movies and a lot of science fiction movies in general, especially when they have sequels. It's like the first one, if it's good, it's really good. The second one, a lot of people may not like. And the third one, some people just don't even bother with. So anyway, let me know. What are some of your favorite sequels and prequels? You know, I almost forgot. Indiana Jones. I thought that the prequel worked. You know, I thought that Temple of Doom worked. Because, you know, if you watch Temple of Doom and then you watch Raiders and then you watch Last Crusade, then yeah, you'll see it works. It works as a three-part story, basically. Then you get Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and the question is, does it really work, or do you disavow it, you know. Oh, speaking of disavowing, there's also, does Mission Impossible really count as a sci-fi movie? Because they do have a lot of technology, but if you count those, then you'd have to count James Bond movies, and I don't really think that they belong in either one, so I'm not going to comment. Anyway, let me know, what are some of your favorite sequels and prequels? And don't tell me just what they are, also tell me why. Because I'm always curious. There's a lot of people ask a question and people will give an answer, but they never really say why. You know, why did you like this? Why didn't you like this? They don't say why. I try to answer the why. You know, and if I ever fail, if you ever hear me say something is good or something is bad, and I don't at least attempt to say why, call me on it. Just send me an email. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, @deliberatenoise.com, or call the audio comment line, 734-331-0772. Leave a message on the website, or if you're on Facebook, go ahead and join the Facebook page. You know, like the Facebook page and leave a comment there. I love the feedback. So anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.
Oh, my God.